On your last trip to the supermarket, in fact, my family's at the supermarket right now, did you notice they were out of biscuits or running low on your puppy food brand of choice? Well, it wasn't just a coincidence. It turns out you were the bystander in an economic standoff. Suppliers of Australia's most popular food brands want the supermarket giants to pay more for their products as manufacturing costs have gone up. But Coles and Woolworths said they don't want to do it, as it would mean charging consumers more. Gary Mortimer is a retail and marketing expert from the University of Queensland, and he's joining us to explain. And I have many questions, so it's very good that we have Gary on. Gary, welcome.
Hi, it's great to chat again.
I've given a short explanation of this conundrum, this situation, but can you tell us exactly how this came about?
Yeah, so I guess we've got two players in all of this. There's the supermarkets, and they're very focused on downward pressure on prices. So they're looking to respond to consumers that want low grocery prices. And then the other player is the suppliers or the manufacturers of these big brands. Now, they're also facing increased costs. So the same costs that your listeners are facing, you know, costs of fuel to move product around the country, the cost of production, plus also the raw materials. So we've suffered through drought, so grains have gone up. We've just gone through floods here in Queensland. Beef prices have gone up. So we've got suppliers on one hand trying to deal with cost increases and trying to manage profit for shareholders, and supermarkets on the other side trying to keep prices low for consumers. It's those type of relationships that are quite challenging to manage.
So why is it getting more expensive to make these particular foods?
Yeah, so, I mean, I guess at the end of the day, if you're thinking about biscuits or chocolate or pet food, these type, or cereals, or, you know, breakfast cereals, they all come from raw ingredients. So, you know, it could be wheat or grains. We see the price of wheat and grain going up because of drought issues and also flooding issues. Pet food, often made out of beef or animal byproducts. Again, we've just lost hundreds of thousands of head of cattle here in Queensland because of floods. So all of those cost prices go up. That's just the raw materials. But then there's other issues of fuel prices going up, electricity prices going up, utilities prices going up. So all those costs go up. So as a supplier or a brand, you're dealing with these cost increases. And you're then trying to sell that product into a supermarket. You may have a 3 or 5 year contract to supply a supermarket. And every time that contract comes up for renewal, you'll sit down at a desk and say, listen, we've incurred some cost prices. Here's the new costing for our products moving forward. And the negotiation starts to take place. I think what we're seeing play out in our supermarkets is these fallover of negotiations.
So it's a kind of standoff, I suppose. But who holds the real power here? Who can hold out the longest? I mean, it's like a stare-off. What's going to happen?
It's almost a case of who blinks first. And it's really interesting because I think what we've seen is this power shift back to the big brands. Whereas in the past, we go back a few decades, brands were keen to do anything to buy supermarket shelf space to get their products onto the supermarket shelf. But I think we've created some very, very powerful brands out there, very favourite brands of pet food, brands of confectionery, brands of cereal. And those brands know they've got strong customer loyalty. So if they can't get it at one supermarket, they'll go to another supermarket and find that brand. So yeah, supermarkets are very conscious of that, and that's why we're finding this difficulty in saying, well, how do I pass that cost saving on to the retailer? How does the retailer manage that cost? They either do that by reducing their margin, and there's not much margin in dry groceries, or they do something like contents reduction. And we've seen that play out in chocolate more recently, where one of Australia's favourite brands of chocolate have actually reduced the size but kept the retail price the same. So shoppers end up paying the same but getting a little bit less.
So does this mean the price of popular food brands are likely to inevitably rise?
Well, I think we've gone through 10 years now of price deflation. The Down Down campaign certainly triggered that. We've seen the growth of Aldi in the marketplace. That's put pressure on prices as well. I think Aldi's also legitimised private label products. So we've seen private label products increase. And I'm sure your listeners walk through their favourite supermarket and seen the range of private labels increase, which means, you know, downward pressure of pricing. You can't hold that price at a low, at such a low level for a long period of time. Eventually, we're going to start to see food prices prices creep up. Now, we've seen that happen in beef and fresh produce. As soon as there's a problem with supply, particularly in fresh produce, leaf veg, for example, we see those prices go up and down constantly. But I think we're now going to start to see that filter out into breads, anything that's containing grains or beef products or byproducts such as pet food.
Gary, thank you for coming on the show again. You always do such a great job explaining it. Thanks for coming on.
Anytime. Bye-bye.